You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and that means commentator Gary Joyner is with us now. Today, he takes us on a historical journey down the yellow brick road.
The Wizard of Oz is one of the most beloved stories of the 20th century. Generations of children and grown-ups have followed the book and seen Judy Garland in the film role that made her famous. Who among us has not heard of the incredible characters in the fantastic storyline that rips Dorothy away from her home in Kansas and brings her and her dog Toto back safe and sound? However, there is more to this story than meets the eye. Does it have a deeper meaning than simply an ornate children's story? Lyman Frank Baum, the author of The Wizard of Oz, was a salesman who hailed from upstate New York, and in 1888, he followed the stream of thousands of Americans who moved west to make his fortune. His intentions were good, but his timing and decisions were horrible. He took his family to the Dakota Territory, where he opened a mercantile store. He arrived during a drought and in the middle of the last major Indian uprising, and his customers could not pay for goods they bought on credit. Within 2 years, Baum was forced to close the store. He then bought a newspaper. He was an excellent writer, but his liberal-leaning editorials stirred a lot of emotions in this conservative Western outpost. The newspaper did not succeed because few people could afford to buy copies, or they were mad at the editor for some of his political stances. Baum then became disenchanted and moved to Chicago in 1891, where he quickly secured a job with the Chicago Evening Post newspaper. His 3 years in the Dakota Territory allowed him to follow the national debates of the day and to witness firsthand the plights of common people. He decided to write children's books, with the most famous being The Wizard of Oz. Baum learned a lesson from his newspaper days in the West. Say what you want, but don't fuel speculation. He never commented openly about what this successful story really means. Several scholars believe that the plot line is an allegory for the 1890s. William Jennings Bryan mounted 4 presidential campaigns on the pro-Western stance of basing the national currency on silver, not gold. His Cross of Gold speeches were very popular with the public that could not afford to keep their wealth in gold. Bryan's position was very popular in the South, Midwest, and Desert Southwest, but not on either coast. Some differences between the book and the movie hint at Baum's thoughts. In the book, Dorothy wore silver slippers, not the more iconic ruby-red pair in the movie. The yellow brick road is, of course, an allegory for gold. Dorothy is the common person. The scarecrow represents farmers, then the backbone of the American economy. The tin man is the heartless eastern industrialist, greedy for oil to run his businesses. The cowardly lion is the weak and ineffective President Grover Cleveland, unable to make up his mind on anything. The good witches are from the north and south. The wicked witches are from the east and west, the greed of both coasts betraying the heartland of America. Even the magical kingdom of Oz can be seen in another light. OZ is the abbreviation for ounces, the weights of gold and silver that everyone bought and sold. Baum penned his terrific story that carried several meanings. Children loved it, and many of their parents understood the deeper connotations. The Wizard of Oz reminds us that allegorical stories often serve to prove that history matters.